You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Faith, family, and fun. I mean, quite often in today's culture, people say those words don't go together. Well, guess what? The secret to be able to have in that kind of fun and intimate relationships and community and just normalcy is faith. We're going to talk about that today from George Barna. I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
Man, this is so interesting, this
yes,
study,
it is.
Right?
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about the study.
Well, the study is the Barna Group worked with the Lutheran Ministries to put this together. They call it the link between fun, faith, and our homes, the Household of Faith
Report.
So it's
reports. A statistical study.
It's
of
a
it.
Study. So
okay.
they've interviewed Christians here, uh-huh. and they start their report with a story here. I want you to envision this a little bit. A game in the park with the kids. Mm-hmm. A backyard barbecue with the neighbors.
Sounds nice.
A Saturday afternoon spent tackling the yard work. My favorite. And you and your roommate that potentially have been putting off. These are all things that might make their way into our household's to-do list this time of the year, right?
It's nice, a backyard barbecue, hanging out with the neighbors.
Out.
As a matter of fact, we're going to go this Saturday and spend time with the VFN family. We do that intentionally. It's almost one of the most exciting times to do. All the great food and
fun
and just
fellowship.
I remember watching Pat trying to hit a ball. I mean, every time he swung,
he missed the ball.
But his son was so much better at hitting the ball. It was amazing how Jonathan
It really is.
It was.
It really
so
is.
So he talks about statistically on this, right?
Yes.
What's he say about it?
Well, the report continues to say that these are also things that the Barna shows often coexist with spiritual vibrancy. And basically, this is an extensive study of practicing Christians and their living arrangements.
So this is only a study of Christians?
Christians.
Okay, got it.
And their living arrangements, they find a consistent connection between households that prioritize quality time and households that prioritize faith formation.
Okay,
so
okay.
You prioritize the two. Generally active households. So they continue to say that if we're regarding any effort towards faith formation in the household as an outcome on its own, and if we're seeking to understand what distinguishes the people who prioritize these efforts, it's instructive to know that they are the same people who appear to make any activity a priority. This is what they talk about. They talk about welcoming guests, watching TV.
Welcoming guests into your life.
Into your home, into your life, watching TV together, sharing breakfast, and other routines and rituals are also common in households that carve out time to read the Bible, pray, or talk about God together.
Wow.
So these folks that are praying and talking about God, they're also doing other life routines together. Because today the households are so divided, doing different things all the time.
Yeah.
It's even hard to have a meal together.
Well, he even has a graph, right?
Yeah.
Let's take a look at this graph.
Sure.
Welcome, take a look at this graph. It's pretty cool what they're talking about here. And they're saying, specifically right here, I don't know if you can see this, you might be able to stand a little bit closer.
Yeah,
you can see
us
there, that he talks about spiritual conversation, right?
Conversations, shared prayer or Bible reading.
Right.
And the heading of this is all household activities by participation in shared prayer, Bible reading, or spiritual conversations. This is the percentage of respondents in each household of faith engagement category who say that these activities together who do these household activities together. So these are all the household activities, random routine, and the percentage of Christians that are engaged in.
This is all about Christians.
All about Christians.
And so the four different kinds are the spiritual conversations, spiritual conversations, shared
shared prayer or Bible reading.
Correct. And then there's others are
the no spiritual conversations and
no
shared prayer or Bible reading.
And so you look at these graphs right off the top, you can just see these two graphs up the top are above all these others, a much higher percentage in this area, right? And down here, this is lower. When you think about that, you're looking at the division. This upper graph and higher percentile and all these things comes with people who actually have spiritual conversations and shared prayer and Bible readings.
Bible reading. These are folks that are eating dinner together, like over close to 100%. They watch TV shows
together. So if you have a spiritual encounter with your family and God and Bible reading, you're more the byproduct of that is you're probably going to eat together too, right?
Eat together, you're going to have some fellowship together, have breakfast, doing things together.
How many people say, we need to eat together more?
Yeah, no doubt.
But they say, I don't want to talk about the Bible at home. I don't want to pray at home. It's like, but that's a byproduct when you actually...
Doing life
together and bringing God into it. So also I noticed they get down here really low, in regards to what happens, in regards to reading books together. It's almost like zero for people, for Christians.
Yes.
Who do not have any spiritual conversation or pray together or read the Bible together.
That's right.
Wow.
So pretty interesting. Yeah. The study continues to say.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
let's stay on this right here.
Okay.
Can you go to this just at the bottom of here? You see this? We're talking about what? You know, going to the park. Can you read this off?
Yeah.
Family
host a non-family.
Bringing people over that's not your family.
Right. Neighbors.
Okay.
Host guests. Go see a movie, mm-hmm. go on walks, play sports, read books together, sing, work on household DIY projects, mm-hmm. Celebrate the holidays, play games, go to church, event, worship, go out to eat, do cleaning or yard work, eat breakfast, share feelings,
mm-hmm.
big one, watch your TV or show a movie or eat dinner.
Go back to the graph again. You see right here? So that was at the bottom that you just saw. So you're looking at if you put God in the center of your life and bring him up.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Bring him up. He says, if you're ashamed of me before men, I'll be ashamed of you before the Father. So
that's right.
We should be bringing him up.
Yeah.
You know?
And it underscores the importance of having intimacy and relationship. You know, if the only time we want to talk is about spiritual things and we're not engaging in life together, it's going to be pretty difficult. You know what I mean? We need to have intimacy and relationship, and that's a springboard to be able to talk about.
So it looks like having a healthy family
mm-hmm.
is having a healthy relationship with God.
Yes.
And talking about him.
Yes.
Bringing
absolutely.
Him into fellowship with your family.
Mm.
So if you have a member of your family that's saying, they're saying, oh, would you stop talking about the Bible? God, 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 teach.
Yeah.
That's somebody who's being used to bring you down to this lower percentile
Correct.
Of family, community, and what's on them is going to take you away from having an intimate family and a great
Absolutely.
Relationship and great community.
Absolutely.
And typically that comes of pride and narcissism
sure.
and just want to be with
themselves.
Self-focus.
Self-focus.
So if you want to hold on to your family, you need to hold on to God, the highest percentile is going to be in that. Okay.
And bring God into the family, into the home.
Yeah.
Not something that's regulated once a week or going somewhere outside the home.
Right.
Invite the Lord to be in your home.
Right.
Imagine that.
Yeah, he wants to be with us in our home. One of the things that we have to do is you think about that. You want to make sure that, you know, when you're doing that, that you think about what your home is like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do I allow in my home? What kind of things do I have in my home? What am I allowing in media and choices? And, you know what I'm saying?
Because it's really hard to have a spiritual conversation when you just violated all the Ten Commandments in your
right.
family living
I mean,
room. You know
just
what I mean?
So, boil it down. If you got Satan in your home, he's not going to want God in your
That's
home.
That's right.
So you got to drive out the devil
That's
to be
right.
able to have, you know, a relationship. Well, we're talking specifically, man, about the spiritual vibrancy among participating Christians in
That's
the household.
Right.
We just had a powerful talk about what they found out through the study
yes.
that if you pray, if you have spiritual conversations in your home, you read the Bible, it makes everything better.
Absolutely.
What's this next aspect we're looking at here?
Well, to give some context to this, what we're looking at,
okay.
the Barna Report says that mm-hmm. vibrant households prioritize togetherness and basically in this study. And this is what they find mm-hmm. out. In terms of, they break up the family into four categories.
Vibrant, so, devotional,
vibrant,
hospitable,
and dormant. Right. So vibrant are those families that engage in spiritual practices. And they can be defined here as praying every day or mm-hmm. Bible reading. Okay.
That's 25%.
25%.
So these are the ones that are doing it.
Right. They're having spiritual conversations defined
right.
as talking about God and their faith weekly, all together as a family. And they're also hospitable. So they have an inward focus, spiritual inward focus amongst
right.
the family, but they're also outward focused.
So they're actually reaching out to other folks
sure,
and inviting them in.
Sure, neighbors, non-family guests.
Which is a very odd thing to do in today's culture in America, to be able to not just be in your inner circle, just always building new relationships and bringing them in.
Unfortunately, especially sometimes in the Gulf Coast, it's only when we have a hurricane that we get to meet some of our neighbors, right? But we've got to start changing that around.
Right. Temperature makes a big difference, too. I know in Texas, our Texas audience out there, it's hot in Texas. But we're not doing the weather. Okay,
no.
So the next is 33%.
Our devotional, which basically is they're focusing on two aspects,
okay.
which is an inward focus.
Right.
They're engaged in spiritual practices. Mm-hmm. And they're involved in spiritual conversations. But
only with themselves.
Right.
They're immediate. No, not anybody. Nobody outside folks.
Correct. No okay. no family guests, no friends, no coworkers.
Their circle.
Their family circle.
Oh, just their family.
Just their family circle. So these are no outside
33%.
Guests. 33%.
33%. These are Christians.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. What's this right here?
14%
are those of
Christians. Are only hospitable.
Only.
Only.
So they're not reading the Bibles. They're not talking about God.
In their home. So that means they have opened their home for fun, activities, parties, those things.
Nothing about God.
But we're not talking about, they're not engaged in any spiritual activities in their home, which is talking about the Lord or even going to, you know.
So basically nothing's happened about, has nothing, there's.
Now this is just one party.
Right, okay.
And then 28% is none of the above. So
these are
folks,
self-focused folks who are not reaching out to anybody, not hospitable. They're not actually having any spiritual practices and not even praying or reading their Bible.
Absolutely.
So that makes a huge difference to that, the graph we showed earlier.
Yeah.
Go back to that graph real quick like we just showed earlier. And you're looking at, these are the folks, this is what happens when you take that approach.
Yeah.
But the higher graph, the higher percentage basically of a good quality life and experiences that you want, it's almost like God created us, the universe, and everything. And when he's in the center of it, everything goes better.
Everything's better with Jesus.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And
we're not talking about being religious-y or
preachy,
all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
We're talking about engagement, family relationship,
right.
Getting to know the folks that are actually within our own family. Today, the family has so many distractions, so many things that are
digital
dividing.
Digital distractions,
them.
Yeah.
Yes.
The digital divide.
The digital divide that you shared about. Great message.
Yeah.
But also, too, it's interesting to talk about how this third space that's come out in our culture, which is the Starbucks, the Panera Breads, people are still wanting to engage in a relationship, but they have to leave their home to find
it. The corporate world's understanding what the church has forgotten, which is they're looking for a living room. They're looking for, if you go to Starbucks, you find a nice, relaxed. I think people, it's interesting that the ones who are saying, we don't want to bring up God, go, and what God provides you, but you don't have at home because I don't want God in my home, you go to what corporately is being done and sit there with people you don't know to feel what it's like to be close to somebody, but you'll never even talk to them. Maybe if something happens, right?
Maybe.
No deep things.
Sure.
And God's not often being brought up at Starbucks from what I understand.
No.
And so, but there are people, innately, we want that living room experience. And that's one thing we focus on. When you think about a Vine Fellowship Network, you know, we really, if you haven't signed up for a Vine webinar, right?
Yeah.
A Vine webinar, you know, we talk about how can you do this as the church, right? How do, when you look at the original tent of the church, the original tent was family, being together, eating together, you know, listening to the young folks talk about the Avengers again.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, it's great. No, it's a cartoon if you don't know about it. So, but the thing about it is, it's an animated film, I heard, right in my ears. Thank you very much. Cartoon. And so I couldn't imagine not having the family that we have around us. You know, people that love us, we love them. And we want to be able to communicate that to you. And we do that in the Vine webinars.
Yes.
And it's just a practical way to break down how to be the family God's called us to be in the church, because we've forgotten how to actually do that.
And I think the biggest hindrance that we're finding to all of this engagement is selfishness, right?
Yeah.
In order for me to know you and to engage in you, I got to put myself aside. The acronym for family could be, forget about me, I love you.
Is that what you're saying?
That's what you taught me.
That's good. I never heard. He's an acronym man. So
forget about me. I love you. So
I love you too.
Yeah, thank you. Uh-huh. So if you get yourself off your mind and you spend time to get to know the person who's underneath your roof and you're supposed to engage in, you'll talk about these other things about the Lord.
This Saturday, we're coming together as VFN Dream Center, and we're going to come together and just have all this big meal spread. We're going to have a wonderful time, just kicking back, relaxing, experiencing each other's life, listening to what's going on, hugs and all the things. And we can take that for granted for sometimes, not realizing that other people are not experiencing these things. As a matter of fact, go to that 4-point we just had up. You're looking at this is Christians. And what happens, John, we're in expressions, and we are the church, no matter what we're meeting in, but we're all looking in one direction, listening to one man or one woman talk at us.
Yeah.
We never build a relationship with people on the side of us, even though it's a multi-million-dollar complex, right? And we walk in strangers, and we leave strangers. We walk in strangers of our own family and leave strangers in our own family. And it's like, what are we doing? Because Jesus called us to be unified with him and unified with each other. He says the place of the command and blessing, and that's our greatest witness. It's like so many things are dividing us. And it looks like right here, look at this. If you think about 100%, 75% of the church, 75% of Christians are not experiencing what we're talking about.
Well, actually, almost, close to 50%. Yeah, 14% here, 25 and 33. But You're absolutely right.
Right.
And the whole idea is that, hey, listen, we're...
Well, these guys are inward focused, so they're not... Yeah, these are the ones that only 25%. So 75% are not experiencing that.
Yeah.
Because if you're not... You can't have community and be inward focused.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah. And how are we going to reach the lost, preach the gospel, share the love of Christ if we're just concerned about ourselves?
I remember it dawned on me years ago. I was studying. I was like, oh, I found out why people don't reach out for folks.
Tell me.
They don't love them. They don't care about them. They don't care if they live or die, right? They don't. And it's like you got to love folks. And there's this, you know, how we are. It's like we really like talking to people, finding out about their life.
Sure.
And just getting involved in people's lives, right?
It makes a big difference, you know.
Be interested in what they're saying.
Imagine that. Pay attention, you know. And part of, we talk about this too, is that part of healing me is hearing me.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so many people are looking for healing in all the wrong places. What they really need is family engagement. They need someone that
cares. Just normal hanging out, spending time with the family, eating food together. But Jesus ate together. He ate so much with folks, they called him a glutton.
And what's a glutton in today's, you know, language, so young person who's listening, what's a glutton?
Oh, that is somebody who eats more than they share at a buffet. We're not going to point to anybody.
They eat too much.
right. And so listen, we got to go to a break, but what are your thoughts on this? Because only 25% are focused on God in their households, having those kind of things in regards to reading their Bible and praying.
Together,
but they're also reaching out to others and having that same shared experience, which means they're high on the graph of satisfaction and eating together and all that. And 75% of the Christians aren't having that experience. What's your experience? Comment below, write to us at Friends at VFNKB. Which one do you think you fit in, or your family fits in, or your church community fits in? I mean, do you have that kind of community? We'd like to be able to hear from you. This is so important. When you think about all this, I think about what Paul wrote to the church of Thessalonica, right? He talked specifically about this kind of community. We're talking about a community. And it's so, people are looking for that secret answer to how do I have a better marriage, have a better family? How do I just connect with people? And it's like having God in the center of your life, right?
Yeah.
What did Paul write to the church of Thessalonica?
He says,
Thessalonica 2:8, right?
1 Thessalonians 2:8. Uh-huh. So being affectionately desirous of you, we're ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you had to become very dear to us.
So it's about sharing your life together.
Sharing your life, yeah.
Greater love hath no man
than to
lay down his life for a friend. So it's about self-denial. It's like picking up our cross and following the Lord. And I think the more you focus on yourself, the more miserable you get.
No doubt.
You know, isn't it amazing that when children are young, like below 10, they're so happy and go lucky. When they hit teenage years, they get sad and depressed. And what's the one thing that teenage years happen to
have in common? What is that?
Self-focus. They start looking at themselves and thinking about themselves and
their happiness, what they need to do.
But they were so happy at 5, so happy at 8. And it's like, we can learn something from an adolescent child. You know, he says, unless you become like a child, you can't even enter in the kingdom of God. And the secret to it is to help our children get off of being self-focused, but us as children of God to be not self-focused ourselves and be willing to forget everything that you were going to say and about sharing your life at the opportunity to share someone else's life.
This is so true, and we have to make sure that we're part of God's kingdom culture versus the culture of the world. The culture of the world is
totally
anti all of this. It's all about self-focus.
Right.
So if you're inviting all that into your home, you're going to bring a counterculture to what we're supposed to be doing.
Right.
Honoring God, honoring others, loving God, loving others.
And the world says it's all about me.
Yeah.
And in messages people love hearing, it's all about you. But the truth is that Jesus says it's all about him.
We
make him the center of our universe.
Yeah.
Then we have a better universe. And so many people are getting off kilter in that. And you look at it, 75% based on this graph, you know, are getting off on that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so cool. We found out the secret. It's you know, you can almost panic if you don't know God, because people are panicking right now. And just realize you don't have to panic. You just got to turn to God.
That's it.
Start bringing him up. You know, start. If you don't know what to say, turn on VFN TV. That's a great conversation piece. You know, we don't believe in being religious with folks. We talk about what's going on and learn about a biblical perspective. We unapologetically focus and give all the glory to Jesus Christ in our life because it's true.
Yeah.
It's not a, you know, it's the truth. And so I want to encourage you. comment below, write to us at friends at VFNKB.com. I want to know, how do you fit in this aspect of it? When you think about giving your life over to someone else or allowing, you know, to hear from other folks, how does that impact your life? We want to hear from you. Comment below, write to us at friends at VFNKB.com. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I pray a blessing right now over our audience. God, I speak healing over them, Lord. Healing over their minds, healing over their relationships, their family. I pray that you would be in the center of their families. And God, we ask you, Lord, that you would end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.